This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Not me.
And Mark.
So for those of you just tuning in, we have been kind of recapping from a very detailed article over at the Examiner at examiner.com about what went on at this Republican National Convention. Now, is this thing still going? Like, how many days is this thing?
I don't know how long it is, but I think it's still going.
Yeah, I think it probably is still going. I don't pay any attention to these politicians.
Well,
and what they do.
I try to avoid getting lied to as often as possible.
Yeah.
So I don't read. I try not to listen to politicians very often. I do still read newspapers, so I know I'm getting lied to there. And frankly, all levels of news. It's just some level of lie or another, but. You know, that's the business I work in.
So first up, they apparently sat any of the Republican delegates or the delegates for Ron Paul from the states that were represented by Ron Paul delegates in the very back of the events space. And they moved all of the Romneyite folks up front. They scheduled the television time to where they scheduled their event around the television coverage to where the delegate counts would not happen on national television during the national TV coverage time. They still happened on C-SPAN, but nobody watches
C-SPAN.
That's
ridiculous.
Who's not a political junkie?
It shows an incredible level of fear to not have your delegate count on national television.
Even on C-SPAN, as was pointed out last night, the delegate totals were listed as Romney and others.
Yeah.
So even though Ron Paul got about 10% of the total delegate votes, he was listed with the others, and I think Ron Paul got something like 180-plus votes, and the next closest was Santorum, who got 9.
And that's after they messed with him on his delegates. He probably would have gotten more than votes than that.
Right. They lied to the delegates. They told them that everything had been canceled on Monday. That was not true. The delegate registration was on Monday. They had not canceled that, so they were attempting to use, duplicity to, people.
He would have won by four times the amount if they would have just left the Ron Paul people alone, left their whole thing alone, at least three times as many votes. And there was no reason for this. There was no reason.
They knew they were going to win.
Right. They knew they were going to win, but they disenfranchised grassroots individuals from the party. And this is the biggest problem I have with the Republican Party, is they are the very best at disenfranchising people. They don't want you to vote. They don't want you involved. I mean, it's okay if you're black, Hispanic, or gay, as long as you like our candidates. But if you want any kind of change to our platform, you stink. If I was Mexican, and I saw the way that the Republicans go with the vitriol, the Republicans go after the quote unquote illegals, which of course catches all kinds of people in its snare, and the way they want it make it so difficult for people to come to this country. Yeah, I know which party I'd vote for. If I was black, I know which party the KKK votes for. I mean, if I was gay, I know which party doesn't like the gay folks. So, I mean, I don't know what percentage. I don't know how the Asians vote, and I don't know what percentage. But, there's almost no minority groups out there. And by the way, this was the first year that there were more minority babies born in the United States than there were white babies. So I know that besides the Cubans, there's pretty much no minority that's voting for Republicans. And the Republicans are trying their best, fighting their way to the bottom as far as disenfranchising people. Yep, the Democrats have their problems, too. I'm not here to raise the Democrats up on some kind of pedestal. Mm-hmm. But, the party to which I am a member, that I am registered for, I really wish they'd figure out some way to put away the hate and start bringing people in. Because this is all this is. This is hate.
Hate towards the Ron Paul people.
Towards the Ron Paul people. Hate towards people who disagree. Because the Ron Paul people have a different idea about foreign policy.
Well, and it's based in fear, of course. I mean, the fear that these people could have an influence.
Hate is always based in fear.
the fear that these people could have an influence, the fear that Ron Paul is catching on, and that and what that could possibly mean for the future of their political party and their aspirations of those who are in political office and those who are those who would like to control the reins of power. But we're going to continue here with a little bit more from the Examiner piece, and then get right into your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. Kind of running down, real good detailed rundown of all of the nonsense that went on at the Republican National Convention. By Tuesday evening, said here that in an obvious example of the anti-Paul procedures, when the convention moderator repeated each state's vote, the announcement only included the votes for Mitt Romney. All votes for Ron Paul or even Rick Santorum were silenced. The final tally showed Mitt Romney had 2,061 delegates, while other candidates garnered 202. The party wouldn't even allow Representative Paul or former Senator Santorum to see their own names on the tally board. They were simply reduced to other. Associated Press originally announced that Ron Paul would receive 177 delegate votes, but moments after the tally, C-SPAN announced that Paul had actually received 190 of the 202 non-Romney votes. So when the GOP first announced a change in the rules on Monday, Paul's delegates were outraged. The convention rules committee, dominated by pro-establishment forces, had done the unthinkable. They had changed the rules to allow the party's presidential nominee to replace his primary opponent's elected delegates at will with his own supporters, friends, and delegates. That, the committee insisted, was to present a unified front to the American people.
I think it's just disgusting.
What good was any of it?
None of it.
None.
All of the effort, all of the time,
because
and the
America
money.
Isn't unified, obviously.
But what I mean is, what was the point of all of the primaries? I mean, these guys thought they would have a fair shake at the convention. They went through so much effort, so much heartache, and so much, you know, struggle to try to win these primaries and to place as many delegates in the you know, the primary or the caucus as possible.
Because look at all the news stories about Ron Paul right now. They got Ron Paul's name to the top. Getting Ron Paul's name follows the message. So I think that part is worth it. My question on the other side is what was it worth it to the Republicans? The Republicans disenfranchised a lot of people here. There are a lot of Ron Paul people, not just a few hundred at the convention, but there are
probably a couple million,
tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. I don't know. There are a lot of people around this country that are going to vote for Ron Paul, and now what they think to themselves is, you know what? The Republicans kind of stink.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to Kevin. He's in Indy listening to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, they canceled the first day. And they had yesterday, today, and tomorrow, so 3 days total. And yesterday what they did was they let Santorum speak for a little bit. He only mentioned Romney maybe a couple of times in his speech. But then also they had a black woman who is she's a mayor in Utah. She's running for Congress. They gave her quite a bit of time because it wasn't on prime time. And she really hit, according to the Republican, she hit a home run. She really went after Obama. But then when the governor, who was the keynote speaker from New Jersey, spoke, he barely mentioned Obama directly. So their strategy is they're not going to go after Obama directly. They're just going to talk about how great the Republicans could be versus the Democrats. And then they had Romney's wife. She started off the first part of the prime time. But every night there's only going to be 1 hour prime time, and the national radio station is carrying it.
NPR?
Yes, NPR.
Yeah, I've heard that.
All right. So,
I definitely agree with what Mark was saying. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, what do you think about all that?
I totally agree with what Mark was saying. The problem is they haven't broke a convention in the Republican Party since 1976 when Reagan almost took Gerald Ford. But even then, Reagan couldn't overcome the deck stacked in all of these conventions now.
Clearly.
If they could have gotten to a broker convention, then maybe.
Yep, but they didn't because they changed all the rules at the last moment, and they screwed people over hardcore who'd worked very hard to try to get there, who had really done put a lot of effort into owning those primaries and those caucuses. I mean, the Ron Paul people knew exactly what they were doing, and they used the rules to their benefit as much as they could, but then the rules and the carpet just got pulled right out from underneath them.
How can that even happen? That's part of what I don't really understand.
Well, they're in control. They can set the rules however they want.
Right. You know, it's It's like when you were playing a board game when you were a kid and you were losing and you said, oh, no, 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 this isn't the way things are going to go.
Yeah.
And you changed the rules on the
exactly
the
like
game.
That. Thanks, Kevin, for the call. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about what happened at the convention. Also, your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can also bring up anything you'd like. 1-855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our email updates there, as well as Twitter and Facebook. And, Mark, have you been hooting tonight?
Yes, I've done a little hooting. I just kind of, you know, we've been talking about the Republican National Conventions. I haven't really hooted much about that, but, you know, before that, I certainly was.
You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. It's a good way to kind of keep in the loop with what's going on actually during the show to some extent. And sometimes we'll even read posts from Twitter and Facebook on the air.
It's true.
So you can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any one of those.
Free. Seals with Clubs is online Bitcoin poker. Now, if you don't know what Bitcoins are, they are an internet currency that you can send and receive money without any having to pay any fees. And they're also not really considered money by the United States government or any other government. So since the United States government, which is where the vast majority of our listeners live, has outlawed banks doing business with online poker, that's a real problem for people who want to play online poker. Here's a solution. You can use BitInstant.com to get some Bitcoins. You can put those Bitcoins, send them to sealswithclubs.eu, and you can play online poker. They don't want to know a lot about you, just a username and an optional email. No bank info, no credit card info, no documentation ever. Deposits are instant and cash outs are always the same day. Even if you don't have any Bitcoins, you can go check it out. They've got free tournaments every hour that pay Bitcoins to the winner. So you could go there with nothing, play in the tournament, win some Bitcoins, use the Bitcoins to win, to play.
It's awesome.
Seals with seals, like, kind of seals. Seals with
clubs. Really?
Yeah.
I love that. It sounds great.
People are very clear how to spell seals now.
Yes, absolutely. 855-450-FREE is the number. We're going into...
By the way, is there another kind of seal out there? I mean, it's all spelled the same, right?
Sealing an envelope, and it is spelled the same way.
Yeah, so I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's just an opportunity to make a funny noise.
So back to the Examiner here, where they are running down the nonsense, running down the scams, the underhanded, dirty tactics that were utilized during the Republican National Convention. We've kind of touched on some of these over the last several days, but they've really got a nice rundown here that'll give you an idea of exactly how low these people were willing to go. They were.
They, by the way, played a very nice 4-minute video tribute to Ron Paul today.
So they finally did get around to doing that, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. After
according to John Tate, I got an email here.
So, again.
The campaign manager, I should say.
We've gone down the. They're actually talking to you?
What do you mean?
You said
it's
the
an
campaign.
Email. It's a email blast.
I was going to say, because the Ron Paul campaign throughout the entire campaign this year has completely ignored the media requests that we've made.
Yes. Dozens and dozens and dozens.
I mean, look, we're not the biggest radio show in the whole world. No doubt about
that. But we're going to give Ron Paul the most time. We're on 110 radio stations on a Saturday night. We offered him as much time as he wanted to be on those stations. We'd have talked to him. You know, it's not like we're not going to pitch softballs. We believe just about everything he believes. Certainly, we're going to talk to him about some tougher issues. But, you know, I think that the Peter Schiff incident recently, where he was reading Jesse Benton's.
Was the campaign manager Jesse Benton campaign somebody?
I think he's campaign for Liberty, where he was reading his
I thought he was in charge of the whole campaign.
I don't know. I mean, I thought that he was John Tate. What's he? What
he used
do?
To be the media guy. Like Jesse Benton was the media dude.
I think he's
in
campaign
2008.
For Liberty. Jesse Benton's campaign for Liberty.
Okay,
but you know, as the case may be, there's this video out there where Peter Schiff is claiming that you know, Jesse Benton doesn't want Peter Schiff to be associating with the Ron Paul rabble, and I guess we're the rabble. I don't know.
Must be.
I mean, I'm not going to claim to know anything about this. All I know is that's a video, and I trust what Peter Schiff says. I certainly felt like we were getting the cold shoulder from the Ron Paul campaign.
They wouldn't even return an email.
We couldn't get. It's not an email, Ian. I sent dozens of emails. Probably dozens. Phone calls. And,
over a year's time,
you know,
right?
Tried to get all kinds of people within the campaign, and then we were told by somebody in the campaign that we were blackballed and, you know, just all kinds of stuff.
It doesn't make any sense. So clearly there's some screwy things going on behind the scenes. But let's talk about the more obvious stuff here that we know that they were doing. According to the folks that were actually at the convention, the GOP announced a rules change on Monday saying that now they could changed the rules to allow the party's presidential nominee to replace his primary opponent's elected delegates at will with his own supporters, friends, and delegates that the committee insisted was to present a unified front to the American people. To the Ron Paul delegation, it was a blatant and obvious theft of their rights and an affront to American democracy. Many argued that Mitt Romney hadn't been nominated yet. How can the party give him that power before the vote actually had occurred?
Because he's the chosen one, Ian.
They'd said that he was the nominee more times than I can tell you.
And as a spit in the eye of the democratic system in this country, to give him the power to replace his opponent's delegates with his own would corrupt the entire nominating process. By the time the rule change came to a vote before the convention rules committee, it had been watered down. According to a description by the Associated Press, it will bind delegates to the outcome of the presidential primaries and caucuses, preventing a candidate like Paul from pushing up their delegate counts at states' conventions. Critics point out that most states held both primaries and caucuses. In many instances, the popular vote elected some of each state's delegates. The state convention elected a few more, and each state was allowed superdelegates made up of powerful politicians like governors, senators, and state chairs. The new rule is supposed to strictly link delegates with the popular vote. While it wasn't mentioned, it would not be a surprise to find out that the establishment-saturated superdelegates also get to keep their posts.
Now, I have some affinity towards this idea that, that the votes in the primary should go directly for bound delegates. I get that idea. Maybe even, just directly to the candidate themselves. I mean, not even delegates necessarily, just votes at the convention. I don't really care. I don't see any point in sending 2,000 people to Tampa, and using all that airfare and doing all that. I don't see reason for it, but whatever. There are people that have arguments on the other side of this, and basically it's the same arguments as the Electoral College. But to change the rules right in the middle of things is really what I think everybody had the problem with.
When the rule was officially changed by the Rules Committee, a number of Ron Paul delegates walked out of the convention to protest the decision. Eliminating the power of the state party to facilitate the election of delegates, they argue, is akin to a hostile takeover of the GOP by the establishment wing of the National Party. Others warned it would allow the Democrats to pick the Republicans' nominee in blue states with open primaries. One delegate went so far as to compare it to the way Adolf Hitler took power in 1930s Germany.
Yeah.
As reported by the LA Times, several members of the main delegation walked out of the Tampa Bay Times Forum after the convention affirmed the GOP's decision to replace 10 out of Maine's 24 delegates. That is, the ones that were for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
The new rule allowed the party to arbitrarily kick 10 Ron Paul delegates out of the convention and replace them with 10 more Mitt Romney delegates. And according to observers, the move was made to keep Maine from officially nominating Ron Paul instead of Romney, thus canceling his official designation as a candidate. In response, Maine's Republican governor boycotted the convention. There were cries of shame coming from the floor. As reported by the LA Times, one Ron Paul delegate from Maine was vocal in his reaction to the GOP move. Ashley Ryan, 21, a Maine delegate, said, "It's a disgusting, disgusting display of a hostile takeover from the top down. It's an embarrassment."
It's true. It is. They couldn't even give him Maine, one state.
Well, it would have been the fifth state, and they didn't want the special designation. But whatever.
See it here, ridiculous. By the way, but I heard Angel Clark talking today that apparently they also changed the rules to make it so 8 states had to be for a candidate before he could be nominated as a option.
They want the establishment candidate every time.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. It is that simple. We are here to take your calls about anything that you want. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video, and you can see what I mean, by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details there on how to become part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The phone lines here at Free Talk Live are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI, one of the principals over there, Jason Osborne. Actually, the principals at SACL CAI are both big supporters of Liberty. And as a result, big supporters of Free Talk Live. And so if you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. It's a sponsor of our phone line, SACL CAI.
Long-time supporter of this radio program, thanks to the folks over at SACL. Let's go to Lee, listening in Michigan, to WSJM in the Benton Harbor region. Hey, Lee.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just have one question, and I'm listening to all of the hoopla about Ron Paul, and I listened to every, you know, during the what was happening, the storm and everything, and, you know, that just to me all seems so orchestrated to make sure that Ron Paul was not heard. And my question to anybody who has ever even thought about voting for Ron Paul is, why would you not vote for Ron Paul? I mean, they say things like, well, a vote for Ron Paul is a vote for Romney and so on and so forth. You know what I say about that? So what? For a lot of years, I listened to all that, and people are swayed by it. But, you know, just go.
You mean
with
a vote for Ron Paul is a vote for Obama?
No, I'm saying in the past years they've said a vote for him or a vote for somebody that, you know, just that they don't want anybody to hear from, that they don't want to win. Would if you vote for that person, you're going to end up vote. It actually ends up getting somebody else elected.
Right, and
I'm not
you know,
saying
this is,
whether
the claim
it's
currently
Obama
going
or anybody.
On this...
I'm just saying that's what they say, and I'm saying don't go along with that hype. Just vote for Obama anyway. I can't imagine that if
I'm
all
not gonna
of us
vote for
have
Obama.
Obama, I mean, I'm sorry for Ron Paul in our heart. Those of us who have Ron Paul in our heart, if we just vote for him, if we write him in, even if his name's not there, couldn't he win?
No way.
We don't have the numbers for it. And plus, I think we've just seen it at the convention that it's just, even if it did happen, it would be swept under the rug.
Also, there are several states, many states, where a write-in candidate actually can't write in. So try to imagine winning the election without a handful of states. I mean, it would be, you're already hobbled. If you want the liberty-oriented candidate, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to vote your conscience, write Ron Paul in, even if there's not a line for writing somebody in, write in whatever you want. But if you want the liberty-oriented candidate and you want to send a message to the Republican Party or whatever, it seems to me that Gary Johnson's your best bet.
I'd call him liberty-leaning.
Okay.
I'm going to look up Gary Johnson. I know I heard you say that earlier. So mm-hmm. I'll look him up and check into that. And thank you for that advice. I mean, that's all I'm looking for is how can we get the message across. And I know somebody said it earlier, and really that's what it comes down to. That's the most important thing. Not only that, but it's how are we going to enforce it? I mean, that's what our next step has to be, making
Lee
sure
thinks,
that it happens.
Thank
Liberty,
you for the call and the thoughts, Lee. I appreciate hearing from you. And I don't think that one of the important points is I don't think you're going to be able to vote your way into freedom, at least not at the national level. I think the only way that you're going to have freedom, in my opinion, in the next several decades, if it's possible at all, is to have secession. As long as the federal government exists, those people will continue to rule. They will continue to extract wealth and obedience from the people in this country, and they need to be stopped. And you can't do it with violence. You have to do it with non-cooperation. And secession is the ultimate in non-cooperation.
So what you would do is strategically with your vote at that point, even if you can't vote your way to freedom, you would probably try to vote your way to less tyranny. Pick the candidate that's going to be least tyrannical. To me, that seems like Gary Johnson. Would you agree with that statement?
I need to do a little bit more research on Gary Johnson.
You think he's as bad as Obama?
No,
and Romney?
Absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. I mean, I just don't know who else is out there, so I don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, I mean, to me, there are two major parties. There's a minor party, and then there's parties that you might as well be write-ins. I'm sorry. I mean, they're not even on all 50 states.
Yeah, good point. I don't even know. Is the Libertarian Party on all 50 states?
They're
going
to be on 45 plus.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they always are.
Generally, they're on all 50.
Yes, generally they
do.
I think they're going to be, but I'm not going to. I can't go out on a limb. I haven't researched it. I'm just telling you that I really believe that they're going to be out there. And the second thing that you need to consider is which candidate is going to allow your state, is most likely to allow your state to use its sovereignty to nullify federal intrusion into the state. And I think, considering that Gary Johnson was the vetoingest governor in the history of the United States of America, there's no governor that ever vetoed more bills than Gary Johnson vetoed. That says to me that he at least has a commitment to small, centralized government, doesn't it?
I think the guy's got a lot going for him. I mean, we've talked to him in the studio before. I find him, you know, personally likable, but then again, most politicians are pretty smooth. So, you know, I don't know what he's really like, I don't know. But
I haven't liked too many politicians.
He's good on the war on drugs. You know, you got to hand that to him. He's definitely got that no voting record that you're talking about there, Mark, when he was the governor
in
Mexico.
Yeah, he's got it all over the place.
You know, he's somewhat anti-war. He's not really principled in that.
No, he's not. And I wish that he was. But as far as, you know, I can't, what I wanted was Ron Paul with executive experience and younger. I got Gary Johnson, who is, you know, he's a little watered down from Ron Paul. He hasn't, he doesn't have the principles stand. He doesn't have the education in Austrian economics that I love in Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. But he's also not 78.
He's not a former CIA boss like Bob Barr, who was the Libertarian Party's joke of a candidate in 2008.
I'd say he's
a big step up from where the Libertarian Party was four years ago.
He's a big step up from any choices or any historical, he was who I was supporting before Ron Paul, frankly.
All right, so let's go to the phones here and continue. We've got Jared listening in Michigan on the AMP lines. Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, I had a few things quickly in response to the last caller. A write-in campaign, I mean, it wouldn't work because of the amount of votes, but also in most states that I've looked into the rules of a write-in, you have to pre-register as a write-in candidate. Because, I mean, if John Smith won something, I mean, look in your local phone, John Smiths are you going to find?
Right.
So it would be a symbolic vote in nature.
It's an internal symbol at best, because nobody else is going to really notice or be aware that you voted for Ron Paul.
Right. And Ron Paul wasn't a perfect candidate. So if you're going to do a write-in symbolic vote, why not just write in Jesus?
Well, I don't want to see Jesus become president.
Well, Jesus isn't going to become president. He's dead.
I understand.
Ron Paul's not going to be president either if you write him in.
It would be wasting your vote anyway, Mark, because, I mean, you have to be pre-registered as a write-in candidate anyway.
Right. That's the point I'm making.
So it wouldn't matter. And in Michigan, Gary Johnson may not even be on the ballot, and I wanted to vote for him, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, really? Is the LP in that bad a shape in Michigan? They can't even get on the ballot?
No. Michigan has what's called a sore loser requirement. And Gary Johnson's claiming that he withdrew from the primary race before he could have lost it, therefore it wouldn't matter. So then he tried to re-register as a Libertarian, and the Secretary of State claimed that he submitted his request 3 minutes late.
What's
going on up here.
It's ridiculous.
But I was listening to the podcast about the West Virginia guy, and I'm a bit of a pro when it comes to gun laws. There's some stuff I've been involved in it, and several lawsuits and other things. Basically, West Virginia has been an open carry state since 1989. The state lost a lawsuit in 1988, and basically any weapon you can carry unconcealed in your car or on your person. And they don't have a version of the Gun-Free Schools Act where it's 1,000 feet of a school. I mean, you just can't carry on school property within that state. So it just seems like it's one of those things where they're just making this up as they go along, and they're not going to really.
You're talking about where they went after the member of the National Guard for jogging with an airsoft rifle in his hands, and are now charging him with felony.
Can we talk about that?
Trespassing charges. You're welcome to comment on it when we return.
Terroristic threats and something else.
Thank you for the call, Jared. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We'll be talking to Daryl here shortly. Well, coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And AMP is really the way that Free Talk Live has been able to have a lot of success in the world of the radio business.
I don't know how you could argue with the success. I mean, Free Talk Live was just recently named to Talkers Magazine's publisher just named Free Talk Live to the top of the list of a very short list of up-and-coming radio programs, five of them, and Free Talk Live was the first thing out of his mouth when he did it. That's really powerful. We advertise in Talkers Magazine, likely bringing us to some extent to top of mind for this very important person in the industry, right? Like he sees the ads in his magazine. How can he avoid seeing that?
And those ads are paid for by the Free Talk Live AMP program.
That was the connection I was trying to make.
Yes, and not only that, the AMP program also pays for us to go to the occasional convention. A couple times a year, we go to these talk radio
Talkers convention where we can talk to the publisher. He's always, you know, always has a moment to say hi to us. And
he always has something nice to say, too. He's so nice. So kind. But most importantly, we get to be seen by the other, you know, the who's who of the business. And these things that, you know, going to conventions, advertising with the industry, these are things that the Free Talk Live AMP program makes possible. Your $3 a month, if you're an amplifier, makes this possible. And you can get perks, too. You get access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast and forum, and, you know, different things that are exclusively for amplifiers. But the real reason to do it is to help Free Talk Live expand, is to get the ideas of Liberty and Ron Paul and all these other things that we talk about.
Not even because you like the program, but because you like the ideas of Liberty.
Right. You don't have to like me or Mark or Nemi or anybody on the show.
Everybody likes Nemi.
To appreciate that. That's not what I hear.
That's even funnier.
To appreciate the good work that Free Talk Live does for the ideas of freedom. There are no other shows in syndicated radio at all like Free Talk Live, with the principles, with the understanding of what freedom's all about. None of them. I challenge you. Let me know. If there is, I'd love to talk to whoever it is and congratulate them for doing a good job and getting the ideas of freedom out there. They just don't exist. So if you like the fact that we're on over 110 radio stations across the country, AM and FM, on XM satellite radio, and two channels on XM, and everywhere else that you hear us online, then you can help make that bigger by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard directly through our website as well. So do it in whatever way is best for you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. Now, before we...
Now, you could also use the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Technically, that's not amping the show. That is, you know, it's nice, but we haven't... We're a long ways away from implementing Bitcoin into the AMP program.
Can't integrate it.
Right now, I'm just trying to get my programmers who have a lot of things on their plate. They don't just work full-time for Free Talk Live. I can't afford to hire full-time programmers. So I get them when I can get them. And we're still ironing
when we do.
We're still ironing bugs out of this AMP system. So it's I'm not ready to change that over to Bitcoin yet. I know that some people would like us to go Bitcoin, and I can probably work with you individually if that's something you really want to see happen, is to AMP through Bitcoin. But ultimately, you know, Talkers Magazine, they don't take Bitcoin yet. So the Federal Reserve knows.
Well, I want Bitcoins, but, you know.
I do, too. But AMP is designed to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. The money that comes in goes back out. It doesn't go into your personal Bitcoin account, sure. Mark. So this, you know, then I would have to change the Bitcoins into dollars in order to utilize them to advertise the show. So there's still some use in sending us those old Federal Reserve notes. If you've got them, you can send them to us. Okay? We'll put them to good use. amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we're going to go back to the phones here shortly, but Nemi, you said you had a comment on this soldier who was running with an airsoft rifle, now being charged with felony terrorism.
Yes. A couple things that I had wanted to comment on. The caller said there were no local laws against carrying firearms in schools. There's a federal law that prohibits, and it's kind of questionable. We have a same situation in New Hampshire where we don't have a state law banning the use carrying of firearms in or near schools, but that is a federal mandate that has not been challenged constitutionally yet. Mm-hmm. So first I wanted to say that, and it's pretty clear to me that this guy is just getting dragged through the mud. They're saying he was incredibly intoxicated when he was arrested, because I know what
I do. That wasn't mentioned in the story I read.
What I do is when I get drunk is I just put on all my body gear and grab a gun and run my ass off, you know?
Yep. So being incredibly intoxicated, so it seems really odd that he would put on a National Guardman would put on all of his National Guard gear, including the bulletproof plates, mm-hmm. And then take an airsoft rifle and go running like they do in, you know, National Guard training. I mean, this seems like a really odd behavior.
And airsoft rifles are generally have the orange tips on them too.
Right,
so
yes.
Law enforcement, why would law enforcement show up here and pull weapons on a guy who clearly had not a real rifle?
Well, they claim there was a complaint.
Okay, so that's
always a
justification. They can't do what they say in New Hampshire
people.
And say, you know, is the guy pulling the gun on someone? Because we've been through this here, too, that, you know, a gun, just the sight of a gun is not enough to cause alert or distress or alarm.
It shouldn't be, but for some people,
right.
It is.
And the police response here is completely beyond the pale for me. I can't believe that they would draw on someone they knew had a toy gun.
It's horrifying.
So anyway, those are my comments. Thank you, Ian.
Maybe it was defeated. Maybe he had defeated the orange tip. Do we know if he had an orange tip?
Yes,
on
he did.
One? Okay, so that's confirmed.
Yeah,
got it.
So it's bad law enforcement. It's overhyped neighbors. Oh my God, the children.
I hope somebody can step up to help this guy, because I agree with you, and you know your assessment's completely accurate.
It's
but
also
that doesn't stop them from doing bad things, right?
It's also an attack on men, because if this would have been a child, and likely even a woman, that was doing the same behavior, he's scary because he's male. And this is a huge sort of...
No, you seem to be going out on a limb there.
You think a child running through a neighborhood...
I think a child would have been handled differently, but you're saying a woman who was dressed...
I said maybe even. Just remember what... Let's get my...
You said this was an attack on men.
Yep.
Yeah, let's watch this play out, Ian.
But
go
based
ahead,
on
Mark.
What?
Based on... Well, for one, it's children can't do it, right?
So a woman can't be intimidating with a gun? Is that what you're saying?
No, this is an airsoft rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And... So what I'm saying, A, it's they're less likely to do it, but if they did, so therefore if they did, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Remember that there's this underlying meme in society where, men can't, young men can't do babysitting, men are sexual predators, and, this has been going on for some time where rape has the lowest level of proof that's required out there until, relatively recently when that was found unconstitutional. So, yeah, I am going to say that this is all part of it.
As someone with female parts, I'm going to tell you I don't agree with you.
Okay, why not?
I have been through...
It's sexist.
It's sexist, but it's just not... It doesn't match up with my experience. I have had plenty of issues of my own in carrying, even with Keene PD, where I have been carrying legally, and I don't know if it's because I'm a woman, but they have given me... I've run into plenty of law enforcement in this state that... will stop a woman just as much as they would stop a man. So I don't think that if the gender or the sex of the person...
Age was my primary characterization.
Okay.
Remember I said, and maybe even a woman. So but age is primary consideration.
The first statement you made was something to the effect of this is an attack on men.
Yes.
Right. And I wouldn't agree with that.
So age was not
men
your primary.
Men are a designation of age, right?
Men are a designation of age.
Over 18. What do you call a 10-year-old male? You do not call him a man.
I get what you're saying.
Right.
You're backtracking. You're backpedaling.
I
understand why. I
understand
why. Let's go to Daryl because you got caught in a big time there. All right. Let's go to Daryl and Keene. You're on Free Talk Live. Sexist. Daryl, you're on the air.
I love working here.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Crappy.
I just have to say that I was enjoying listening to Mark sort of backpedal there. Whether it was an attack on men or just people over the age of 10. But I was calling about the Democratic Party convention, and they're actually pulling a trick similar to what the Republicans did.
This year they had a Democratic convention?
No, it's going to be in North Carolina later.
Right? They're having one this upcoming weekend.
Oh, okay.
And where is it?
It's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
So what are they doing?
There are two candidates, not named Barack Obama, that have won delegates in primaries. One is Randall Terry, who is probably most well-known for being glitter-bombed by Vermin Supreme.
By Vermin Supreme, yeah. I knew that. I recognized the name from that video.
And the other is John Wolf.
All right, I want to know
Democrats
more.
Democrats are pulling some tricks to...
Stand by, Daryl.
Delegates.
You can hang on. We're going to come back to you here in a moment in hour number three. Because Mark said earlier that he didn't believe the Democrats would do the same shenanigans as the Republicans, and I don't know why you would make a statement like that. They're all politicians.
I said
they're
Republicans
slime.
Are rushing to the bottom.
They're scumbags. So we'll find out what Daryl has to say here about what's going on in the Democratic Party National Convention. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel. The printing press. The Internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our value clubs. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Yeah!
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.